business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
And we're back at Baraboo High School at halftime, where your halftime score is Onalaska 29, Thunderbird 7. The Baraboo Thunderbird Marching Band is presenting its Shrek-themed halftime show. And wouldn't you know it, our public address announcer tonight, Mike Showalter, played that very role when the Theater Guild presented Shrek in 2013. He's well qualified.
It is amazing what this community can offer with the theater program and that theater downtown. It's phenomenal. We are fortunate.
And speaking of community events, I would be remiss not to mention Baraboo Oktoberfest happening tomorrow at Circus World, 3 until 9 p.m. It's going to be live music, local craft Oktoberfest beer, food trucks, all kinds of fun at Circus World, 3 to 9 tomorrow for Baraboo Oktoberfest. All right, Brandon, what do you have for us for the first half statistics?
I have some stats here. We have Drake Niles with he's 2 for 10 on running, 2 rushing attempts for 10 yards, 2 for 12 and receiving yards. Peyton Poker tonight, he's 4 for 11, 17 yards, and unfortunately 1 interception. And then our main man, as we always talk about, Ethan Husselman, doing some more work tonight. This has been a grind for him, and he's got some negatives in there, but he's still positive overall. He's got a big touchdown. He's 14 carries for 38 yards and a touchdown. He has one catch for 5 yards. So,
very nice. Thank you very much.
It's our usual suspects.
The usual suspects. I want to make sure to mention the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible of Baraboo High School Sports here on 99.7 Max FM. These include Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer. State Farm, the Chris Stanton Agency. She's your agent for home, auto, renters, and life insurance. Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Mike Y. of the Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. He'll help you simplify buying or selling your home. And our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve.
Ben, it is 7:03. There might be a lot of people joining us that think we're in pregame still.
You might be right, but no. The kickoff was moved up an hour, a little bit more than an hour, in fact, due to concerns over storms later in the evening. So we kicked this game off before 6. And, of course, before you knew it, Onalaska was out to a 29-0 lead.
Yeah.
But the Thunderbirds were able to cash in a touchdown of their own and did a couple of promising drives there, something you could build on for the second half.
I have a score for you, Ben. Halftime in Holman, Reedsburg 14, Holman 14.
Ooh, interesting.
We might have to try to work on another score, too, as well. You've got connections elsewhere tonight. Did the Holman game get moved up by chance?
You know, Sauka's kicking off
oh,
at 7.
Oh, they're just kicking off at 7. Okay.
So, yeah, Holman comes in at 4-0, Reedsburg at 3-1, but you would imagine those are two of the top teams in the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Absolutely. Reedsburg was ranked ninth in the state until 2 weeks ago when they, I think, basically suffered an upset at the hands of, was that La Crosse Central?
Let's take a look here.
I can't recall who they lost to.
Pulling up the Beavers schedule here. Well, hold on. Did I pick up? There we go. Yep, La Crosse Central, they lost 35-28.
Are we keeping an eye on them because they're our neighboring community? Max FM, of course, has a big Reedsburg contingency and a swath over there. And they've got a darn good team this year, so we're keeping an eye on them.
They do indeed. Of course, they had a top-shelf baseball team the last couple of years, and the football team's looking solid as well. I saw the Reedsburg baseball team in fall ball a couple weeks ago, and they still look good.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, God bless Reedsburg. There's not a whole lot over there to do, so they take their sports very seriously.
Well, if you're just joining us thinking, hey, I'm just barely missing kickoff, yes, we are at halftime here. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by forever T-Bird Brandon Wegner.
See, and that's why I can pick on them in a friendly kind of fashion, because I'm a forever T-Bird.
Quite friendly.
Yes.
We know and like some Beavers.
I actually respect the Reedsburg program quite a bit over there. They do a great job, but it's a good rivalry.
Well, tonight's opponent is not Reedsburg. It's Onalaska. Of course, they've been a perennial power. Now, they've had a little bit of a struggle here. They're 0-2 in conference play, 2-2 overall, but they were impressive in the first half.
And I think that was the big thing for me. You know, we didn't get a chance to watch Onalaska. Of course, we're broadcasting the Baraboo games, but you kind of look up their stats. You look up their record. You see they're 2-2. They're 0-2 in the conference. And so you kind of think, okay, we still know Onalaska's a very good team, but you didn't come out to this game and expect them to just run ramshackles over the Thunderbirds in the first quarter and a half. Before we knew it, it was 29-0, and Baraboo was shell-shocked. Unfortunately, the T-Birds forced a couple of big turnovers, and one was at the 9-yard line, so Baraboo took over first and goal at the 9. Handed off to Ethan Husselman, who ran it in immediately and kind of turned the momentum around. We had a chance to get some points there at the end of the second half. Johnny Moon with a nice 40-yard field goal attempt that just went a little wide, but definitely had the leg.
We're going to take one more break before we bring you the second half. Our halftime score on Onalaska 29, Baraboo 7 here on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in
Now, get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
We are back to open the second half here at Baraboo High School, where our score is Onalaska 29, Baraboo 7. Thunderbirds just fielded yet another squib kickoff, and they are in business, first and 10 at their own 39. Thunderbirds fell behind 29-zip, but they put a touchdown on the board, and here they open the second half with the ball. Chance to get back in this ball game here. Peyton Poker under center. He hands off to Ethan Huselman. He goes off left tackle. He's got a short pickup outside the hash mark.
He keeps driving. He doesn't go down. The refs have to blow their whistle, and three or four Hilltoppers can't bring him down. Unfortunately, they did stop his momentum for a gain of about four.
Solid start for the T-Birds.
And that is what the T-Birds are learning. In order to pick up yards on the ground, they've got to go outside the tackles, because inside the tackles, the big linemen for the Hilltoppers are definitely creating a brick wall.
Second and six for the Thunderbirds. They deploy two receivers to the right, one to the left, a pair of backs behind Poker. They're going to block as Poker play fakes. He was looking to throw, but he is sacked. Brought down by number 77. That's Aiden Knopp.
Number 32 for the Hilltoppers. Carson Campbell really created that sack for number 77 by plugging up a big hole and nearly getting Huselman down. Or I should say Poker down. So
it's going to be third and long for the Thunderbirds here on their opening possession of the half.
Speaking of plugging up big holes, did you ever look up the height and weight of number 95 for the Hilltoppers?
I've been slacking. I forgot to do that.
That's right. You've been calling the game. I forgot
calling
about
the
that.
Game.
Maybe the color guy should
look this up. Trying to run some interference on tech support.
Yeah, that's right.
Poker fakes a handoff, looking to throw, but he is under heavy pressure. He's dropped again. Now, you mentioned number 32 earlier. He's in on this one as well. As Poker is dropped for a loss, that's going to bring up a fourth and long, and that was Knopp in on that one as well.
The defensive line there for Onalaska was just overpowering once again. By the time Poker steps back, he's got no time. It's a lookout block.
Yeah, right. Here they come. Good luck. Johnny Moon is back to punt. He stands at about the 22. Snap is good. Kick is up high. High spiral.
Beautiful kick.
And Burt's actually fair catches this one and fumbles it away. But I think he might have wrestled it back at about the 42. It looked like he was going to fumble that away to the T-Birds. T-Birds couldn't hang on.
Wow. And that was almost a gift, because that ball was loose. And a T-Bird, I think he had two hands on it, and number 14 wrestled it back away from him. Birch.
So that's number 95, Black Deer. Yep, just a height listed, no weight. At least than what I can find so far.
All right. Well,
he's a substantial individual.
That's right.
First and 10 on Onalaska. They've got the ball at the 43-yard line, so they've got pretty advantageous field possession here on their opening possession of the second half. There's a handoff. Forced cut back to the backfield and dropped in the backfield. Is Kuhn.
I think Huselman ends up making that tackle, but Gabe Arnold is the one who slowed down the running back and allowed Huselman to get in there and make the tackle.
So it's going to bring up a second and about 12 for the Hilltoppers.
Gabe Arnold got great penetration into the backfield through that hole and helped Husselman, slowed down the running back enough for Husselman to make that tackle.
He slipped right in there.
He did.
Second and 12 on Alaska. T-Birds hoping for a stop, trailing 29-7 here early in the second half. Perhaps we've got a change of play. They're getting some signals from the sideline here and realigning the offensive formation.
See if they go long or if they do a jet sweep handoff here again.
And they're going to have a pre-snap penalty here. Somebody moved.
We got some movement.
A little false start on the Hilltopper, so they're heading in what for them is the wrong direction.
I think that was on number 28 there for the Hilltoppers. They had a lot of, they had more than one guy in motion on accident.
So. He was premature.
He was. He was not supposed to move quickly.
So we're looking at second and 17 on Alaska. Long down and distance. T-Birds hoping to get a stop here and get the ball back.
And this is really the first time we've seen the Hilltoppers go backwards. So credit to the defense. This is a great opportunity to get the ball back.
Cole takes a snap. He rolls right.
Going deep.
Looking to throw. Fires down the sideline, complete at the 50.
Right at the sticks.
Tanner Siebert with that catch. He's going to be a little short of the first down. But a substantial pickup, 15, 16 yards there on second and long. So it's going to be third and about one for Onalaska. They're into Thunderbird territory.
And you could tell the receiver was told just run to the sticks and wait for the ball. And that was a perfectly executed play.
Another impressive throw.
It was.
From Cole. He's in the pistol once again. A pair of receivers to the right of the line, one to the left. Motion man coming through. They're going to shuffle it to him. He's off left tackle for a first down and more. The 40-yard line and a nice-looking cutback. 35, 30, 25, 20. He may go the distance. That's a touchdown run for number 9, Luke Siegel, of about 48 yards.
Turns into a 48-yard touchdown run for Onalaska.
That's another big play for the Hilltopper offense. Luke Siegel was the motion man, took that sort of shuffle pass and took it the distance.
It's like a little pitch. It's like a little pitch sweep. And man, like we talked about earlier.
He broke a tackle and then was cutting back.
But like we talked about earlier, by the time he gets that ball, he's on a full sprint. And he's quick.
Hilltoppers on for the extra point. Snap and the holder good. The kick is good as well. So your score on Alaska 36, Baraboo 7. We'll be back with the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium, where our updated score is Onalaska 36, Baraboo 7. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wegner on the call for you here this evening. The game was moved up an hour plus due to weather concerns, but we actually have a beautiful evening for high school football. Clear conditions. T-Birds are going to be receiving this kickoff.
By the way, this isn't good for my mom. She wants rain, Ben. So for all this beautiful weather.
For the garden or for what?
For the trees, the plants.
Oh, that's nice. Another little squib kickoff. Takes a big high bounce. T-Birds are going to jump on this, and they do. That was a nice grab in traffic.
Look out. Ooh, almost had it ripped out of his hands.
That was Gabe Arnold fielding that one. So it's going to be first and 10, Thunderbirds, near the 35. T-Birds have dug themselves into a hole here, trailing by multiple touchdowns with 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. T-Birds moving to our left as we face Flambeau Field. Two receivers to the right and one to the left. A pair of backs behind Peyton Poker. He's under center. Fakes a handoff, rolling right. looking to throw.
He's
stops.
Go deep.
Fires deep. He's got Drake Niles in traffic.
Oh!
One-on-one, and I think he made the catch.
I don't know.
Nope, they're going to call it incomplete on the far sideline.
It was totally up for grabs, and I think he had a chance to come down with it, and it just ended up hitting the turf. The defender and Niles were battling for it.
And they just gave each other a little five after
they
the play.
Did.
That was a good bit of competition with the ball in the air.
It was.
So it'll be second and 10 for the T-Birds. Nice looking throw.
That was a great. That's exactly what I was just going to say. Poker rolled out, cast a nice deep 20-yard ball, 25-yard ball down the field, and really did give his receiver a chance to make that one-on-one catch. And credit the defender. Just ran enough interference where couldn't hang on to it.
Second and 10, Thunderbirds at the 35. Poker. Looking to roll right and throw again. He might be looking to run here. Nope, he's going to fire. Down the far sideline, out of bounds, out of the reach of Drake Niles. They must see something they like over there down the far sideline looking for Drake Niles.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Poker has to roll out of the pocket because the offensive line is not giving him enough time if he just takes a two- or three-step drop back. And so Poker is immediately running out, rolling, creating some separation. Coach Turkington's figuring out we better do rollouts with our quarterback, otherwise we risk being sacked.
Third and 10, T-Birds. Johnny Moon is out wide to the left. Niles and Stelzer to the right.
I'd like to see Bear go out of the shotgun, though, during some of this, but they don't.
Poker, back to pass. Straight back, straight drop, and now he's on the run. Under pressure. Rolling right. And running out of bounds into the Onalaska bench. That's going to bring up a fourth and 15-16.
Yeah, and that's a loss of five or six, and that's back to, you know, he is running out of bounds on the sidelines. Just, you can run all the way out till you get to about the, you know, half-foot line there. Then throw the ball. You can throw it away. You are
sure.
You can throw it away to nobody
you
once you're out
give
of
up
the pocket.
You don't have to give up the 5 yards.
Correct.
Yeah. So the T-Birds bring on the punt team. Johnny Moon's at the 20. There's a flag on the play.
That's not good, usually.
Birchfield's at the 45. He's across midfield, 40, and
oh,
he is whacked at the 35. That was Arnold again.
Arnold's had a couple of nice defensive plays tonight.
He
special
sure has.
Teams there. We will see where this is, though. This is a lot of times holding on the offense.
It was thrown early in the play.
Yep.
Well, that was such an outstanding return. You have to imagine Onalaska would decline. Yeah, they're going to take the result of the play.
They are.
They're going to have first and 10 at the Baraboo 36. So they're going to be in plus field position once again, already leading 35-7. T-Bird defense running into position. We've got 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wegner here with you on 99.7 Max FM.
Ben, I am told the Reedsburg-Holman game is in a lightning delay.
Is that right? Here's a handoff and finding some room off left tackle before being brought hard to the turf. That's number 5 for the Hilltoppers. That's Carson Zinneker. He got about 6, maybe 7 on that first down carry. I'm
trying to see it.
A lightning, and they are
a lightning delay,
but they are
in
not,
Holman.
They're not in Reedsburg, right?
No, they are not. And that looks like that was number 9, Peyton Poker, who came in and made a nice hard tackle, but not after they picked up 6.
So a second and short coming up for Onalaska. They're moving to our right here in the third quarter. Inside handoff. He's got a first down and more.
Gabe Arnold brings him down, but unfortunately right after he got his first down.
Right at the sticks there, it looks like. T-Birds were able to close in on the ball carrier, but not before he got first down yards. It'll be first and 10 Hilltoppers at the Thunderbird 25. Ian Cole running the show from the pistol look once again. One receiver either side. He's back to pass. Under pressure. Goes deep down the right sideline.
Way over his head.
Out of the end zone. Overshot him. Incomplete.
He had a step on him. And we've called his name a lot tonight, Luke Siegel. He had a step on him. But ball was even thrown practically out of the end zone.
It was indeed. Second and 10 coming up. The Hilltoppers taking a shot there.
He's got a heck of an arm. I've been really impressed with the...
He's had a very good game, no doubt. Second and 10 on Alaska. Just outside the red zone. Cole barks out the signal. He's under pressure. He's whacked, but he manages to complete a pass into the left flat. I think that's Irvin there on the far side. Nope, I'm wrong. It's 18. Maurice Holyfield. So it was only a gain of three or four, but Cole, there you go, and Cole is able to avert disaster just getting rid of that ball.
He's got that presence. He just quick release when he needs to. You know, we should look up his stats coming into this game on your
Let's see. So for the year, I've got him at 68.
Oh, okay.
For only 107 yards.
No kidding.
Eight touchdowns and two picks. So, yeah, you wouldn't look at those stats and say, this guy's going to pick us apart.
No,
but, boy, he certainly has.
Sure has.
He's probably certainly surpassed that passing total, maybe even doubled it.
Yep.
Just in tonight's game alone.
Move it back 5 yards.
So we've got a five-yard penalty on the Hilltoppers. Procedural penalty there before the third down play. So the Hilltoppers now are looking at third and 12. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Motion man now joins the line. Cole rolling right, looking to throw. Fires right. He's got a man. That's complete inside the 15.
Threads the needle.
And unfortunately, a yard past the first down marker for a first down.
Completed to Luke Siegel.
Siegel on the first down reception. Fresh set of downs for the Hilltoppers.
He's got a lot of poise. He just kind of lumbers out of that pocket and knows right when to throw it. You know, and their receivers have been quite open at times tonight as well.
No doubt. First and 10 Hilltoppers from the 13 of Baraboo. Cole in the pistol. One receiver either way. Here comes a motion man. Instead, it's an inside handoff.
Wow.
And rolling is Zinneker. He's close to the goal line. I think they're thinking he's just short.
Down at the one, but that was like an inside trap, inside draw handoff, and he wasn't touched until the one-yard line. Fortunately, we had a touchdown-saving tackle for the time being there. But, boy, creating holes on that front line for the offensive line for the Hilltoppers.
First and goal from the one, and we got a penalty here. What do we got? Too many guys in the huddle, maybe? Yeah. Let's see. What do we got?
Their coach wants an explanation.
Should we look at the replay and count?
The ref was counting up the number of players as a number of another player ran off after the huddle.
Nope, no flag. They're picking up the marker. Hard to tell on the replay how many guys there were in the huddle.
I think they picked up the flag. I think their coach said count again, even though they had one guy running off the field. So.
Nope, now they are calling something.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so looks like they are going to back them up five.
Move the ball back 5 yards. My best guess, 12 men in the huddle.
So we're going to have first and goal on Alaska.
And that would probably be from about the 5.5 since they were at the half-yard line before then.
Our score is on Alaska 36, Baraboo 7. 3-plus minutes to go here in the third quarter at Baraboo High School. On Alaska's offense back on the field, ready to operate. They've had a big night. Cole hands off to Kuhn. Kuhn scoots between the tackles and scores.
Number 28, Kuhn, right for the middle.
So once again,
touchdown, Alaska Hilltoppers.
Adam Kuhn with a TD run of about 6 yards.
Like a hot knife through butter,
indeed,
as they say.
And it's 42-7 on Alaska. On to kick the extra point. Once again, that's number 26, Mason Zimmer. Snapping the hold look good. Kick is good as well. Your updated score on Alaska, 43, Baraboo 7. We will bring you the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where the Hilltoppers have scored once again. They've built a lead of 43-7 here at Baraboo. Thunderbirds getting ready to receive this kickoff. We're under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and with the margin being greater than 35 points, it's going to be a running clock until the Thunderbirds score, which hopefully is on this play.
That's right. Exactly. How about we run it back and stop the clock?
All these squib kicks from Onalaska don't exactly lend themselves to returns. Here's another one. Bouncing ball. 30, 25. Picked up by Huselman at about the 25. He heads right upfield, and he's tackled shy of the 35.
It's such a unique strategy. You're automatically giving up the ball at the 35 or darn near the 40 every time. But, yeah, I mean, you do take away the big play. Maybe they've been burned a few times this year by the big kickoff
return. Yeah, right.
And so they said, well, we'll just – stop them every time at the 35 and call it good. And, you know, tonight it's worked because their defense is absolutely impressed. They can rely on their defense tonight.
First and 10 Thunderbirds, two receivers to the left, one to the right, a pair of backs behind Peyton Poker, who is under center. He's going to hand off. He finds Huselman, who is also found by the Hilltoppers defense right behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a short loss.
And once again, Huselman, anytime he has tried to run up the gut, as they say, he is running into a wall.
Certainly is. Not a lot of room to operate for the T-Bird running back. And he's coming off the field with a bit of a limp.
Yeah.
Coming on, Logan Sweeney.
And Logan Sweeney, you know, he had a big first week.
He did.
And we have not seen him utilized as much since week one.
Indeed. Second and long for the T-Birds. Once again, they send two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Poker is under center. Barks out the signals. There's a pitch. He finds Sweeney. Almost lost his footing there. Actually, I take it back. That might be Arnold.
Yeah, I couldn't see it. We'll find out when he gets up off the ground.
Right near the line of scrimmage. And we've got a Hilltopper who is shaken up on the play.
It is Arnold.
It was Arnold on that carry. One of the Hilltoppers needs some attention here.
I think he might have, I don't think he picked up anything, did he?
Injury timeout on the field.
Well, Ben, I have been involved in games like this, unfortunately on the short end of the stick, and sometimes when it's on the road, it is a long, difficult bus ride home. Fortunately here, you don't have a long bus ride, but you have a chance to have your coach spend some extra time with you in the locker room digesting what just happened.
It's number 11 for the Hilltoppers. He's up. That's Nolan Culpit. He's up walking under his own power, so that's a good sign. We're going to have third and long coming up for the T-Birds.
Unfortunately, I was part of a team. We lost 54-0 to Heartland or Hartford my senior year. That was a long bus ride back. You just you feel helpless.
Yeah. Third and 10 for the T-Birds. Peyton Poker looking to throw. He fires.
Beautiful
deep down the
throw.
Right side. He's got to come back to this throw. He does just that. Stelzer comes back and makes the catch. He's across the 40-yard line of Onalaska. Nice bit of work adjusting to the ball in the air.
A 35-yard catch, give or take. Beautiful play by
Isaac
Stelzer.
Isaac Stelzer with a nice grab. First down, Thunderbirds in Onalaska territory.
Let's give him 35 yards.
Works for
somewhere
me.
Somewhere in there, right? From the 30, our own 34 down to the 36.
You're the banker. You're in charge of math. First and 10, T-Birds. Poker on a pitch this time. Looks like that was Huseman back in the game.
Back in,
and he
just keeps driving.
Plowing through Hilltoppers. He's got another first down. Nope, not quite.
Yeah, they dropped the first down marker where the and so we couldn't see it.
Yeah,
they laid it down, so we weren't
sure
where that was.
Well, now it's looking like second and four. They're confusing me here.
We'll give him 6 yards on that carry.
T-Birds have the ball at the 30-yard line of the Hilltoppers. Looking to answer here. Poker with a fake handoff. He's back straight
go deep
in the pocket.
Again.
Looking to throw. There's a bomb. He's got Stelzer. Oh. He's being held. That's a sure
absolutely
penalty.
Absolutely.
And
no
the official saw that one. That was a no-brainer as Stelzer was being held in the end zone. This is going to be a first down for the T-Birds. That's going to be a 15-yard pickup. At the high school level, you could argue that's a smart play for the DB if
well,
you're beaten in the end zone.
And, of course, if it's pass interference, it's 15. I mean, holding is 5 yards on defense. If it depends on what they
are calling pass interference. But
okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's a fair point.
Yep.
So it's going to be first down for the T-Birds. This is going to take it to about the 15 of Onalaska. First and 10. And that was the last play of the quarter, but I think they are going to play one untimed down here as we end the third quarter.
Now, how does that work? You play an untimed down?
Because it's, yeah, because it's the end of the quarter. Yeah. Theoretically, which direction you're going could be an advantage, right?
Interesting.
So first and 10, Thunderbirds, last play of the quarter. Poker again fakes a handoff. He's rolling right.
They want Stelzer.
Is he looking to run
night,
or to throw? He's looking to throw. He's firing this out of bounds.
Yeah, now that
there.
Was a smart play.
So that's the last play of the third quarter. Our score on Alaska, 43, Baraboo 7. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy Curry Fusion Foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School, where our score is Onalaska 43, Baraboo 7. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wagner. And in running the controls, we've got Tara making us sound good. We sound especially good on NFHS since the audio isn't working again. But yeah. We're happy to be with you here on 99.7 Max FM.
If you're tired of us, which is probably most of you, feel
sure.
free to switch it over to NFHS. Easy for you to say. And there's no audio. So it's kind of, you know, serenity over there.
So the T-Birds are cooking. They've got a second and 10 deep in Onalaska territory. Poker rolling right once again. Is he going to throw? He stops short. Looks like he's going to hang on to this one. He's going to be dropped near the line of scrimmage.
He took a shot right up at the head.
And he is down.
And I saw that. That when he took that hit, I thought might be a flag coming out because I think it was right up at his head.
We'll take a look here at the NFHS replay when we get a minute here.
Either his head or his throat area.
No,
upper
no
chest.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, we will watch this. NFHS is about 30 seconds behind us.
So it's going to be third and long for the T-Birds, third and 9 from the Onalaska 16.
So who's in, Ben?
Let's see. We got Johnny Moon out wide to the right, or to the left, I should say. Stelzer to the right.
It's like along Logan with Sweeney. And
we got,
what is that, number 3? Is that Gabe Arnold?
Indeed. Under center is Poker. He's rolling left this time. Looks like he just wants to keep. He's across the 15, across the 10. He's got a first down, and he is dropped out of bounds on the far sideline, but not before Peyton Poker scrambles for a first down. I shouldn't even say scrambled. He kept for a first down.
And that's Gabe Arnold, who came in for Poker, who got hurt. So Gabe Arnold was
under
center there. Oh, my
mistake. That wasn't Poker. Yep. Okay. And now Arnold is coming out.
Arnold's coming out with
looking
a little ding.
A bit ginger.
Dinged up left arm.
First and goal.
But so first and goal for the
Seven or eight for a first and goal.
And Poker is back in under center now. First and goal.
It's great to see Poker. Man, he's hanging in there, isn't he?
Oh, nearly a botched exchange. Yeah. Poker is able to recover and just he's dropped, but that's okay. That could have been much worse than a one-yard loss.
And that botched exchange did cost him some time, and the defense swallowed him up. But it could have easily been a fumble.
They kept possession. So it'll be second and goal, T-Birds.
Oh, Ben, the Reds are up 7-4 in the seventh over the Cubs.
That's a shame. So I saw that play again. It was basically a shoulder-to-shoulder, even though it was up high, that hit on Poker. But I can see what you're saying in real time. It looked bad. And the T-Birds, again, are swallowed up near the line of scrimmage.
Eden Uselman has
Uselman got
to go.
Nothing there.
It's going to be third and goal.
And, again, you just can't challenge Onalaska up the middle. They've proven time and time again they are stuffing that run.
That they are. T-Bird's going to get creative here. They've got third and goal, 7-yard line. Got two receivers out to the right. Here's a pitch. Huseman off right tackle this time. Hey, he's barreling near the goal line. He is just short, maybe a half a yard short. It'll
literally
bring up a fourth and goal.
Literally the half yard line.
And of course, this is a no-brainer going for it scenario. Now, with the challenges the T-Birds have had running inside, what do you do here, Brandon?
Well, I think you try a QB sneak, and you go right behind your center.
Poker's under center. Two backs right behind him. He is going to sneak it, and I think he's in.
Absolutely.
He's in for the touchdown. Peyton Poker with a half-yard touchdown plunge, and the Thunderbirds have a thunderbolt in the south end zone. Peyton Poker with the Thunderbird's second touchdown of the game. Quarterback sneak for the senior.
It is so tough. When you need a half a yard, it is so tough to stop a quarterback sneak because you are literally right under your center. And usually your center is able to give you half a yard.
Get you that half
and
yard,
if you can extend your arms out there over the plane, boy, it's tough to stop that when you just need a half a yard.
Johnny Moon on for the extra point. Snap is high, but it's down.
Uh-oh.
Low kick. I think that got partially blocked.
I think it did.
It is unsuccessful, so your score on Alaska 43, Baraboo 14, will bring you the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here at Flambeau Field. Thanks to Tara for getting us back on the air. Thunderbirds trail 43-13. And they're kicking it away. 8:42 left in this Mississippi Valley Conference matchup. Thunderbirds came in at 0-4. Thunderbirds at 2-2.
How do you know she's Tara, not Tara?
I was scolded in the group chat.
Oh!
I mispronounced.
All right. I think she should have like four R's. T-A-R-R-R-R-A. Something like that so we know it's Tara.
Yeah. I mean, spell it so it's convenient for us.
That's right. Exactly. What about us?
It's all about us.
All about me.
Johnny Moon with the swing of the right leg. Boots it away. This is a nice-looking end-over-end kickoff. Fielded at a ball. And just inside the 10. And cutting back. Finding some room to operate. Getting to about the 30-yard line. That's number 34. Cooper Heggie.
Brought down by a couple of T-Birds. We haven't called their numbers yet tonight. Number 18. Carter Massey, and number 84, Jonathan, is it Visors or Visors?
That one I don't have for you.
Okay. V-I-S-S-E-R-S. We apologize to...
Maybe Tara knows.
To Jonathan's grandparents, if we mispronounced his last name.
Update from Sauk Prairie. 26-13, although Mitch didn't tell me who's ahead.
Oh, well, there you go. It's 26-13. Who's Sauk Prairie playing tonight?
Hold on just a second here. First and 10, Hilltoppers. They're eating up some clock here. We're in a running clock situation. First and 10. Little inside handoff. Some of the backups in for the Hilltoppers and nearly getting first down yardage on that carry. I believe that was number 35. Chaz Burrows. He picked up about 9.
And this is time when it is fun if you can bring in some of your JV players, your sophomores, maybe some of your juniors that don't play a whole lot, and give them some time to get into a varsity football game, which is a big deal for these kids. A lot of them, it's their first varsity football game appearance.
Second and short. Hope this has updates. Second and short for the Hilltoppers. And their inside handoff. That's Kuhn. Oh, they gave him the first down on that. My mistake. This is first and 10. It's a short game. And we got a backup quarterback in there as well. It's number 14, Wilder Birch, who we've seen in the punt return game. Now he scurries off to get the new press play call. And that score update from Sauk Prairie, it's the Eagles leading Lakeside Lutheran 26-13. We also have a score update from Edgewood. They're leading Portage 28-16. In fact, that's a final now. They had an earlier kickoff as well. 28-16, Edgewood over Portage.
Little known fact, my godson plays for the Lakeside Lutheran football team. He's a senior this year.
Very nice. Second and 6. Shotgun snap. Birch has got it. He's looking to fire it on the right sideline.
Oh.
Nearly picked off, but instead it's caught and rolling down the sideline. 40, 35, 30. Almost tripped up by a T-Bird and then finally dropped at the 20. Boy, that looked like a six pick six going the other way.
Isaac Stelzer.
He just missed it.
Went for it and just missed it. And then, unfortunately, picked up 25 yards after the catch because Stelzer went for the INT and there was hardly anybody behind him after that.
Burrows with a big pickup. It'll be first and 10 on Alaska at the Thunderbird 22. They're looking to build on a 30-point fourth quarter lead. Birch in the pistol. Even the backup quarterback can throw the ball. How about that?
I've been very impressed with the Hilltoppers tonight.
And they're letting maximum time roll off here. We're ticking down to about 5 minutes to play. Birch has a snap. He hands off. Looking to work between the tackles.
Number 30 makes a nice tackle. Brian Paulus, a nice individual single tackle right up the middle. And Brian's a junior, and we have not called him tonight.
And that's Zimmer, the kicker on that carry. Short game.
And I think we're starting to sub in some people too, Ben.
Get everybody some game experience here.
Get everybody some reps.
In conference play.
I will bore you with one of my stories after this play on my first varsity appearance.
We look forward to that.
Really? Well, then I'll bore you all night with stories.
Second and 6 from the Thunderbird 18. Birch barks out the signals. Hands off again. That's going to be Zimmer again. He's stacked up right at the line.
Nice tackle there. Who was that getting up off? Is that number 56 for Bearable with that tackle? Very nice. Anyway, my first appearance, and this is why I brought this up, I was a sophomore. Bearable beat the Dells 71-0.
Woo!
And we had a great senior class that year when I was a sophomore. And you just never forget your first time getting into a varsity game. You don't care what the score is. All you know is... You remember that first game, and I got to play most of the fourth quarter as a sophomore, and that was a lot of fun.
So coming up next for the Thunderbirds, they have another tall order. They'll be at Reedsburg next Friday. Onalaska will be hosting La Crosse Logan a week from tonight. Third and 5 coming up. Under 3.5 to go. Another handoff to Zimmer between the tackles, and again, he is dropped at the line.
That's the old flock of T-Birds comment. There's a bunch of them. Number 30, number 50. We've got, I think, three or four guys were in on that tackle.
So it's going to bring up a fourth and about four at the T-Bird 16.
And what's fun is we don't know their names. I mean, we've got the sheet, but we haven't been calling them a lot because this is their opportunity to play. And it means a lot to them.
Chance to get into the end zone.
That's right.
Pistol look with two receivers to the left for the Hilltoppers. Birch, the backup quarterback in the pistol. They're taking their time. 2.5 minutes to go. Fake handoff. Birch is going to keep it, and he's going to score.
Wow.
He is rumbling into the end zone for yet another Hilltopper touchdown.
Completely fooled the defense on that keeper.
He sure did. That's a 16-yard touchdown run.
The fake handoff.
By Wilder Birch. Wait, hold on. Nope, maybe they're calling this first and goal. I saw the one official signaled touchdown, but nobody else was signaling anything, so I wasn't sure what to make of that. So I guess it's going to be first and goal from the one for the Hilltoppers. Okay, and I guess it is a touchdown. We have confusion. So might be the extra point.
He was never brought down.
I thought he scored.
He was never brought down. He bumped into somebody, but he never fell down, and he went in. I think they're lining up for a two-point conversion.
That's what we're thinking. Pending further evidence. There's the snap. Birch looks left. Now he's looking to run.
He's going to walk it in again.
Scrambling, he's whacked, but he's whacked over the goal line. The score is good. That was the two-point conversion. So that makes it 51-13 on Alaska with 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. So we'll bring you the kickoff in just a moment right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
And we are back for the final minutes here at Baraboo High School. The score is on Alaska 51, Baraboo 13. Thunderbirds about to receive the kickoff. We'll remind you the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible here on Max FM Sports. Baraboo State Bank, Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC and Don Larson Ford. State Farm, the Chris Stanton Agency. Pizza Ranch, Weikert Realtors, and our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market.
Well, even though it is not the result we wanted,
it's a line drive kickoff. Niles is going to have to get down this. It's a free ball. Pick it up. Yeah, don't let that get picked up. He's in trouble inside the 10. We saw that in the NFL last week where a free kick was not recovered, and the other team pounced on it for a touchdown. Can't have that.
No, and that, I think he was counting on that to get into the end zone, but it died 5 yards short, and that's why you just got to get aggressive. You got to get aggressive and go get it and run it.
First and 10 from the 12 for the T-Birds. Under 2 minutes to go, and the clock is running.
Who's in at quarterback now? Let's see who's back there. I can't see yet. He's crouched down behind the center. 42.
That's number 42. Hey, there's a nice-looking run on first down. Nice positive pickup. So for the T-Birds, in at quarterback, we don't have a 42.
No, we don't.
New quarterback Lee
Cowan. Lee Cowan is in. That's great. Zeke Zinga.
Lee Cowan, a freshman coming on in relief of
Peyton Poker.
Well, no
wonder
we
don't have him in there.
And who was our ball carrier?
Zeke Zinga, number 25.
Zeke
Zinga.
Zinga. Two receivers to the left. Cowan is under center.
Let him throw.
There's another handoff and finding positive yardage. First down yardage even.
I think it might be him again, Zynga. Number 25, it is. He just
Zeke rolling downfield.
Two carries for 10 yards.
Got a first down. And we are down to 28 seconds to play.
Lee Cowan is a freshman, and he will always remember this. I love it. I love the move by the coach.
Ticking down at 12 seconds to play. This game's final play.
One throw. Come on.
Right. Nope, it's another inside handoff. Picking up a couple of yards just inside left tackle. And that's going to do it. Our final score on Alaska, 51. Baraboo, 13. So for the Hilltoppers, they improved to 3-2 overall and 1-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Thunderbirds fall to 0-5. We'll be back to recap tonight's game in just a minute after this on 99.7 Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our final score is Onalaska 51, Baraboo 13. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner here to wrap it up for you. Before we wrap up the stats of this game, we've got breaking news from the Reedsburg game, Brandon. The
Reedsburg game was suspended at halftime. It will pick up tomorrow at 1 o'clock, tied at 14 at the half. In Holman, we'll have to pick up for.
And another
so those
half.
Kids are going to make a long drive home and long drive back.
A long drive back.
10, 11 a.m. tomorrow.
And another halftime score, Sauk leading Lakeside Lutheran 26-13 at the break. All right, Brandon, what do we have for stats for tonight's contest?
Well, I wish we had more offensive stats to talk about, but we've got Ethan Husselman again, 20 rushes. I've got 56 yards and a touchdown. We've got Zynga, who had two carries for 10 yards. Gabe Arnold had two carries for 7 yards. Peyton Poker, 5 for